sugya that permeates many, many sugyas in Shas, particularly in the realm of the Mamunas, touches on some other aspects as well. That's a sugya, it's called Ein Holcha B'Mamun Acha HaRov. So make sure we understand the terms first. Ein Holcha B'Mamun, we have a Shah Dini Mamunas. Shah Dini Mamunas, Reuben and Shimon are fighting it out, trying to figure out who's the rightful owner of the property. Rov, we know, we spoke a little bit about Rov last week. Rov is a mechanism that the Torah gives us to Paskin Shilas. We have a suffix, not sure what to do. So you follow the Rov. We mentioned last week that there's a whole machlokes about the suffix, the rice, the chumr, the rice, the rabbanon. But everybody agrees when you have a Rov, it's in the case of the 10 stores. And we give the case last week, right? You have 10 stores, 9 of us on kosher, 1 on treif, 5 pieces of meat in the middle of the street. So minatori allowed to meet because you follow Rov. Come the Amarayim in the beginning of the third breath of Baba Kama, beginning of the sixth breath of Baba Basra, come Rav and Shmuel and have the following machlokes. This principle of following Rov, that Rov can be Paskin Shaila for us, is this only true in the realm of Issa v'Heter, or is this even true in the realm of Dini Mamunos? What's the case with Shaila? Comes the Gemara, anyone learn the Baniach? Anyone learn the Machaperis? Okay, anyone know the case? I'll give you the case. Comes the Gemara the following in turn. Reuven's selling something to Shimon. What's Reuven selling to Shimon? He's selling him a barrel. So he says to him, I'm selling you a barrel. I'm going to charge you $10 for a barrel full of wine. I'll charge you $100 for a barrel, barrel full of wine. So Reuven and Shimon, they agree it's going to be a barrel. They agree it's going to be wine. They agree on the price. It's $100. Very nice. So Shimon gives him $100. And then Reuven, when it comes to delivering the goods, what does he deliver him? Not a barrel, but a pitcher's worth of wine. So Shimon comes to Reuven and says, what are you crazy? You give me a pitcher? I give you $100. We made a kinyan. I was kind of a barrel's worth of wine. Now you're only giving me a pitcher's worth of wine. That's not fair. You're a ganav. Either give me the full amount. Give my money. Give my money back. What's the din? So comes the Gemara and says, it was Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. What's the Machlokes? What's going on? Says the Gemara, Machlokes is the father. Most people, when they say barrel, mean a barrel. Not barrels, typically. Most people, when they say a pitcher, mean a pitcher. But some people use the two terms interchangeably. The term kad and chavis in Lashon HaKodesh, a pitcher and a barrel, and sometimes we use them interchangeably. It's possible. I'd say 10% of people use the terms interchangeably, and 90% of the people mean exactly what they say. Comes Rav and says, the lekeach, the guy who bought the barrel, has a right to demand either his money back or demand his barrel's worth of wine. Because he said, listen, we agreed upon a barrel. Most people, when they say barrel, mean barrel. So I meant the barrel. It's understood that you meant the barrel. Comes Rav and says, that's the din. The rov is that most people mean a barrel when they say a barrel. And therefore, the lekeach wins his entirety. He's entitled to get his right amount of wine and get his money back. Comes Shmuel and says, it's true that 90% of people speak that way, but not everyone speaks that way. There's a mute. There are some people who don't speak that way. Says Shmuel, Ki azlinim basaruba hanibi libi sura. When do we follow Rav? That's in the realm of Issa v'Heter. But in the realm of Dini Mamunos, we have another rule. What's the other rule called? Hamaytzi b'chaveir l'haraya. Shimon wants to get something out of Reuven. Shimon wants to get money out of Reuven. He wants to get more wine out of Reuven. Reuven is the mukhsuf right now. Reuven has the wine in his pocket. Reuven has the cash in his pocket. Reuven's holding on to it. You, Shimon, want to change. You want to get something away from Reuven. Based on Rav, forget it. And Dini Mamunos, you don't follow Rav. Whoever's holding on to it, whoever has possessions of it, that's not Rav. So Machlokes is the bottom line. Major Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel. Can I be Maitzi Mamun based on Rav? According to Rav, I can force a guy to give up money based on Rav. According to Shmuel, not be done. According to Shmuel, there's no such halacha. According to Shmuel, you can't be Maitzi Mamun based on Rav.
You can't say that when Reuven thought to himself that when Shmuel was saying barrel, even though 90% of people say barrel, Reuven actually was thinking pitcher. Why can't you say that it's Dvarim Shebelev? And Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim.
Well, this is not really Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim means when I make a statement, and now I'm telling to you that the Gemara Kedushin says I sell you a piece of land, and I don't stipulate that I'm selling you the land because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael next week. And then my Aliyah plans fall through, so I want the land back. So the Gemara says that's Dvarim Shalei Bein Dvarim. I made a Maisa Kinyan, I made a Chalos, and I didn't say that I was Alat and I such and such. So that's Dvarim Shalei Bein Dvarim. Here, we're trying to interpret what the term means. In the other case, we're not interpreting anything. We want to know, was there a Tanai that uprooted this Chalos? Here we're trying to interpret, is it a Chalos or a Chavis? So Rove tells us that it was probably a Chavis, and Shmuel says, yeah, but there's a meal that it was a Kad, and therefore you can't get money away from it. The Machlaik is Rabbi Shmuel, very seemingly innocent, technical Machlaik is about Kad and Chavis is. You had a major fundamental principle here with the Hochem Amnach HaRovana. What's the Nekudas of Machlaik is? What are they arguing?
Says
that you actually get it because the Rove says it's a barrel. Right. Exactly. So he's saying that
that's not actually a
denat.
It's not a
denat,
like how much you're getting.
But Rob says Rove will pass Kedushah Dinamams to get money away from somebody else. And Shmuel says you can't take a property away from somebody based on Rove. What's the Machlokes? How would we analyze the Machlokes? So the Chora, both Rav and Shmuel subscribe to the principle called Havotzer Chaver L'Varaya. It's a basic Klal Din Mamnas. I have a Din Torah. I say to you, Avi, that shirt is mine. I say, the shirt's mine. And Avi says, well, the shirt's mine. We go to a Din Torah. What happens? So Avi wins. Why? Havotzer Chaver L'Varaya. You want his shirt? I'll prove it's your shirt. Okay?
Raya Limtah.
What? Raya Limtah.
Raya Limtah.
Where'd you get that from?
Rav Ashram.
Who told you that?
This past year.
Who said that term about Raya Limtah? That fell. Who did he quote?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm getting there. So again, everyone agrees there's such a principle. You can't function. How can you have a Din Torah otherwise? Every time I'll say to you, that money in your pocket, that money's really mine. Okay, basically, give it to me. I'm sure gonna. Of course, Bezos is not going to give it to me. So of course, it's Din Torah. But I'm going to ask you a fundamental question. How do you know there's such a principle? What's the source of Motzah Chavei L'Varaya? Anybody know? Well, Chumash, Tosh Maksav. What's the source?
Because he has
a knowledge that there's
a chazaka
that he brought us out before. You're a mechavi, Tereshim Shmaitz says, I want simple, simple pshat. Simple pshat. Comes the Gemara and Rabbi Kamen asks this question.
Someone, the person who wants to get it, he has to tell based on what.
Tell me why, it's a risky. How do you know this? Comes the Gemara of Kama and the following Shaila. Comes the Gemara of Kama and says, Menani Mili, how do you know there's such a principle called Tamotzu Chabel Avraham? Where does it come from? How do you know Menvavim and Bezim of Kama? How do you know there's such a thing? Comes the Gemara and says, Apostle Chomish, Pashas Mishpatim, Bibal, what? Right, right here. Dvar Migash Alehim. The Torah says, if you have a Din Torah, whoever has Din Torah should come to the Dayan and be Baal Dvar Migash Alehim. Says the Gemara, what do you mean Yigash? Yigash is a double Lasha. Yigash means to come, Yigash means Lagish, to bring. Yagish Raya Lehem, says the Gemara. It's a Gzeres HaKosav, you have to bring a Raya. HaMotzach Lev Raya is learned from a Pasuk of Gzeres HaKosav, be Baal Dvar Migash Alehim. Yes, the Gemara, what do you need a Pasuk for? Poshut, be Baal Dvar Migash Alehim. Everybody knows that it's the HaMotzach Lev Raya. Lamali Kras Svaro. What's the Svaro? The Svaro is, if you have a problem, you're 2/3, go to the dentist. Your stomach hurts, go to the doctor. You have a problem, go take care of it. It's not my problem, it's your problem. I'm wearing this shirt. You have a problem that you think the shirt belongs to you? Go do something about it. Go to the Beis Din. Go bring a riot that it's your shirt. Says the Gemara, you don't need a pasuk to tell me. I didn't have much of a riot. It's smart pshuta. Sukkah better teach me things I couldn't figure out on my own. Whatever I can figure out on my own is by deraisa, by definition. The Torah says, whatever makes sense is deraisa. Whenever there's a svara pshuta, such an obvious svara, it's a din deraisa. What do you need a pasuk for? Says the Gemara Takara, you don't need a pasuk anymore. Since the pasuk teaches us something, look at it very different. Adkan Devriya Gemara. Comes Rashi in the beginning of the fifth parak of Masechet Gittin, when the Gemara says in a different context, the Motzuch of Raya is of Rashi, Kiti Isa Bava Kama, Mibal Dvar Migash Alehim. As the Gemara derives in the pasuk in Mishpatim, in Bava Kama, the beginning of the fifth parak, Mibal Dvar Migash Alehim. What's the problem with Rashi? Against the Gemara, against the Maskana of the Gemara. Rashi is quoting the wrong side. Rashi is quoting the first line of the Gemara. Rashi forgot the end of the Gemara. The Havamina of the Gemara is that it's learned out from a Pasuk. The Maskana of the Gemara is you don't need a Pasuk, it's a Svara. So, Lavali Kras Svaru. So, in fact, the Achrim and Rashi, what's Rashi talking about? What does Rashi tell me? What does Rashi go back to what the Gemara seemed to originate? Says the Pnei Yeshua on that Rashi. What Rashi is alluding to is the following fundamental insight.
Where is the Rashi?
Rashi, the beginning of the fifth parak of Gittin. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, the Rashi tells me the following side. There are two fundamentally different ways of understanding Motzei Chaver L'Varaya. this din that I have to prove the property belongs to me in order to get it, you can understand that one of two ways. Either you can understand it, the way it's Breira. Well, how are you going to function otherwise? It's not the Beis Din knows for certain that the person is Muchsuk is the one who owns the property, but Beis Din B'Shev El Taseh, they have no way of knowing otherwise. So Chol's Ban, the Beis Din, has no inkling that it belongs to the other guy. Mehechetesim, we should do it. It's like Shev El Taseh. Reuben's screaming it's his shirt, Shimon's screaming it's his shirt, Shimon's wearing the shirt, Beis Din says Shev El Taseh. We're not going to take the shirt away from Shimon and give it to Reuben. We have no reason to believe. That's one way of understanding what's the Breira. The other way of understanding what's the Breira means, even if Beis Din does have reason to believe that it belongs to Reuben, that's not enough. Hamotzich ve'alav, what's the word? Harai. What does harai, what does hey mean? Hey, hayidia, raya, alimta. You have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're entitled to this property. It's not enough Beis Din has an inkling. Beis Din thinks it's probably his. You have to prove it harai, with the angel harai, gedolei demizu, that it belongs to you. Zakta pe Yeshua, this chakira, whether what's the nature of a motzvah chvelavaraya, is a motzvah chvelavaraya just sit back and do nothing because we have no way of knowing who's right? Because motzvah chvelavaraya means even if we do think we know who's right, we're still not going to give it to him because the other guy's a muhsuk. That's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. That's good for the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, where the hochem ramanach ha'rev not. If you hold like Rav, you follow Rav, what does that mean? According to Rav, Rove is a good way of indicating something. Rove indicates us the meat is kosher. Rove indicates us the woman's muteris. Rove is a good way of indicating that a piece of information is correct. So Rove is a good way of indicating that Reuben's probably right. Can we say with certainty Reuben's right? We don't know for certain Reuben's right. We think Reuben's right. He's probably right. Probably 75% chance Reuben's right. So Rav, you can be made to based on that. Why? Because according to Rav, the whole Motzvah of Araya is just because we throw our hands up and do nothing. Sheva Tasodif. Come Shmuel and says no. A motzev of a raya is much more than that. A motzev of a raya means that you need a raya limta, a raya in the raya gedol mizo. What's the highest level raya you can ever bring in any shayel in aloha? A pishma made me a mundavar. Eidim is much more powerful than Rove. Eidim is the best raya in the world. You can't get any higher than Eidim. So comes the Bnei Shu and says, that's what Shmuel says. Shmuel says conceptually Rove is not good enough because even though Rove works in this of a head there, Rove cannot work in Mamanis. When it works in Mamanis, to have Rove work in Mamanis is going against the Motz of the Chaver Lover, it's going against the Mukhsov. And nothing beats that Mukhsov except for Raya, as you say correctly, Raya Lupta. That's the Machlagis Rav and Shmuel. Where does the Machlagis, now that we understand the Machlagis conceptually, to Rav and Shmuel, two very different ways of understanding Motz of the Chaver Raya, Nur Basai, to take it one step further. What's the Mokha for the Machlagis? What is it? Why did Rav say what he said, and why did Shmuel say what he said? What's the answer? Rav held
that it was it's a svar.
Rav says push the svar. Rav says you have no reason to believe that it belongs to the Maitzi, so don't give it to the Maitzi. Point to Rav, Motzkel of Raya, there's no pasuk for it. Motzkel of Raya is a pashut svar. The pashut svar is mehechetase, you should give it away to him. Shevel tas odif, keep it by the Muksa, don't give it to the Maitzi. So therefore Rav who held there is no pasuk, there's no chiddush hatayr Motzkel of Raya. It's just a pashut svar, so the pashut svar doesn't apply when you have a Rav. And you have a rov, so that we have an indication it belongs to the Maitzi. Shmuel was the one who dug up the pasuk. He's the one who was mechadish the pasuk. We bowed from Shmuel saw on the pasuk. We bowed from Yerushalayim something that Rav didn't see. Shmuel understood the pasuk is teaching me the secondary halacha that motzik l'varai is not just a svar pshuta. It's a din. It's exerus a kosov, and the nature of exerus a kosov. It's that you require a raya alimta, and a raya is the highest level raya. Eluch a raya gadol l'me'edim. Therefore, I'll be right, you can't be Matzi Maman, you aim Matzi Maman, except I'll be Shnai Meir Yochum Bahor. This is the Pnei Yeshua's Pshat, the Machlis Rav and Shmuel, says the Pnei Yeshua, that's Pshat and Yeshua. When the Gemara in Bava Kama rejected the Pasuk as the Mokha for Moshe and Melah Mariah, that Gemara was Libid Rav. That Gemara was Shalai Yalach. But Rav and Gittin is bringing back the truth. The Rashi and Gittin is bringing back the truth. The ultimate truth is, the emes lamita is what's the real honest and goodness mokhar for the din of Motzei Chelav Araya. It's a pasuk in Chumash, and therefore, according to Shmuel, the emes is Enoch Mamanach Araif. So when all the dust settles, says the Bnei Yeshua, Rashi didn't disagree with the Gemara. Rashi thought about the real emes is because we follow Shmuel. So what the Bnei Yeshua has opened up our eyes here is to teach us that the machleg is Rav and Shmuel is not just some detail, technical detail. Yeah, follower of, no follower of. Yeah, mom, no, but. It's fundamental, it's a fundamental machlaikis, what the nature of Matzah Chavir Raya is all about. Is it just Dan Shev Al Tasu, or is it Raya Al Tasu?
Can you say one time how that connects back to the Rav Kama?
That's what the Gemara Rav Kama that said that. What do you need a pasuk? It's a svara. That was Rav speaking. That commercial, like aloha. Rashi is telling you that emesis, we who follow Shmuel, we pask it, ain't no mamnachar rav. So we who pask it like Shmuel, we pask it, it's not a svara. If it would have been a svara, rov would have worked. It's that we need the xeris akosim. That's why Rashi brought the xeris akosim back to life. Okay, so far so good, yeah.
Honestly,
like a very good
question, but with the
rove,
does it have to be like clear, like a 9-1 or?
How much is a rove? Very good. There are different levels of rove. Pasha Pshat is that even a 51% rove is technically a rove. Okay, there is such a thing called the rove Bari and a rove Garua, but it's not clear in this sugya at least what these kinds of roves are. Okay, good. The Bais said we have a big problem. There's a very, very major problem about Ein Ochel Mamnach HaRoiv. You know what the problem is? It's a bomb kasha. It's Tosis kasha in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Comes Tosis and asks, I don't understand the story. Ein Ochel Mamnach HaRoiv. What's the din of nefashos? Can you kill a person based on rov? There's a rov that is chayav misa. What's the din? He's chayav misa. I'll give you an example. Comes the Gemara, beginning of the 8th parak of Sanhedrin, says the following. You have a little girl, her father marries a rov. Her father gives a kavod kedushin for a girl of the age of Westminster. She's an eshes ish nereisa. If someone's bizarre with her, what happens? So she's not chayav misa, but she's on the bas mitzvah. But the boil is chayav misa. He's on the bas mitzvah. Chayav misa basically. He's bizarre with eshes ish l'sinah. Comes the Gemara to heaven and says, "Really? How do you know she's an eshes ish? Maybe she's an islandess. What's an islandess?
As someone who can't have children.
A woman, not only can she not have children, she's never going to even physically develop properly. You have a lot of women that can't have children, but there's nothing physically and anatomically wrong with them. You have a woman who doesn't have the proper female physical characteristics, she's called an islandess. How are you ever going to figure out this woman is an islandess? You're not going to know until?
Later on.
A 5-year-old girl will not be able to tell the difference. Comes the Mishnah in Yevamos, the Beza Malach, and says, but if a person is Makadosh and islandess, the Kedusha is not Chal. You know what?
He's Makadosh because he thinks that he's going to be able to marry. It's Kedusha Taos.
They have Kedusha Taos going to be Zon. Frek the Gemara, a father's Makabel, Kedushin, right, for a little 5-year-old girl. If it turns out she's an islandess, she's not an Ishish, because the Kedusha would never touch it. It was a Mekach Taos, it was Kedusha Taos. But the halach is befeirish that if someone's mezana with this 5-year-old girl, he's chayav misa based in. Why? Maybe she's an islandess. Says the Gemara, what do you see from here? That you follow Rav. Says the Gemara, you see from here that you follow Rav, even indeed in the fashas you follow Rav. Frektai zikashim asech Sanhedrin. What do you mean you follow Rav in the fashas? You don't follow Rav in mamanis. It doesn't make any sense. Man, if you kill somebody based in Rav, you can't take away the money based in Rav. Doesn't make any sense. That's Tosis kasha. Tosis is so bothered with this kasha that Tosis and Sanhedrin says something radical. Comes Tosis and Sanhedrin and says that Inochinami, if you can kill someone based on Rav, you can for sure take away his money based on Rav. When the Gemara says that Inoch Mamnach HaRav, the Gemara was talking about a very specific type of a Rav, a weaker Rav. A rov garua, Taisa says, not a rov bari. And there is no klal that Ein Ochel Mamnach HaRoiv, even according to Shmuel. There's only a very, very unique, specific case called the rov of Chavis and Kad, that Ein Ochel Mamnach HaRoiv. Ad Ken Devir Taisa. Sistri Tevir the Taisa. What's the problem? What does it mean? What do you mean? Either Yer Rov or no Rov. What do you mean? It's a Shvacha Rov. Why is it Shvacha Rov? What is the difference between the rove of islandess, the rove of ribbon and islandess, and the rove of most people call a chavis and a karakat? This is an 85% chance, this is an 85% chance. What's the conceptual difference between the roves? We already spoke in the first year a little bit about conceptual roves. What is Tysus drawing now? What are they talking about now? The rove of chavis and karakat is not such a good rove. It's not as good a rove as islandess. What's the problem with the rove? What to tell
What
is the flaw in this rove?
Which one?
The Rov of Rov's people call a Chavis, the Chavis people call a Kanakav. It's a Rov atolib if you minigam ago. If you ask for the other. It's a here today, gone tomorrow. In America, most people call a Chavis a Chavis, and in France, most people call a Chavis a Kanakav. It doesn't mean anything. It's a Rov that happens to be true in this time and place, but it's not an objective Rov. Rov, Nashim, and not Elam, it's the Rov of Teva. It's never going to change. It's the same in New York, it's the same in Yerushalayim, it's the same in California. Same in Denver. The Rov, that's a much higher, much conceptual type of array. So statistically, according to the statisticians, maybe it's 85%. The Chavis may even be better than the Rov. The Chavis may be 88% chance, and the Rov Anus is only 85%. It doesn't matter. It's not a game of numbers. That's a conceptual halach concept. So comes the Sheikh Shmaitzer, Mechavet the Sheikh Shmaitzer. Who wrote the Sheikh Shmaitzer? Who wrote the Sheikh Shmaitzer? I can't talk about Sukkot and Shas about Sheikh Shmaitzer. Sheikh Shmaitzer wrote by the Ketzais. Okay? The Sheikh Shmaitzer means seven Shmuel, seven Sukkot. It's a quote from the Gemara Chulin. The Sheikh Shmaitzer wrote seven different major Sukkot and Shas about Rovs and Tzveikis, other things we've talked about the last two, Shiurim. Sheikh Shmaitzer wrote. He writes in the Hagadamah, the Sefer Sheikh Shmaitzer, that he wrote the basic format of the Sefer, Kodem Hayesi Le'ish, before it became a man. So it's Machlok, two different legends, what he means in that line. One tradition is that before it became a mitzvah, the other was before he got married. Right, that many years of a difference between the two. So that's one of the most lumdish asparim I've ever written in the history of since Har Sinai. So it was written by a young, either a young pre-teenager or a teenager. Okay, everyone ready to write asparim? The way the legend goes, I don't know if it's true or not. The legend that says that he wrote it before Chasana, so that's why he divided into seven halachim. He said a different one at each night of Sheva Brachos. That was a Sheva Brachos title. He didn't just get up and thank everybody for making Sheva Brachos. He said over 300 pages of Torahs about robes and Sveikas and Sanchez. If you think some of the contemporaries of the generation, one of the Nesivas from Kivega, Chai Velazhin, the Chayadim, some Sofer, then you understand who was coming to the Sheva Brachos. You understand why he said such a short time. Anyway, getting back to the story. So comes the Sheikh Shmaitzer, that's of Shanda Taisus. That Taisus watered down the Gemara. Taisus said, when the Gemara says, Enoch Mam Nacharov, nah, that's not what it meant. What it meant was that Enoch Mam Nacharov, the Rov is a Rov Garua, namely it's a Rov that changes according to the time and place. This Taisus is not the conventional wisdom. The Pnei Yeshua for sure doesn't look like this. The other Rishon, Taisus in another place doesn't look like this either. There's got to be some other reason, other way of explaining what's going on. Why is it? What is Pshat? This law of Pilumdus, what is Pshat? That Enoch Mamnach HaRov, you can kill somebody based on Rov. Does that first glance, the Mamnach doesn't make any sense. What is Pshat? There's no difference between the Mamnach and the Fashas. The difference is what the Rov is trying to accomplish. What is the difference conceptually in the Rov of Eilidus in contrast to the Rov of the Chavis story? What is the Rov trying to do that's conceptually different?
By the case with money, I'm trying to get something from you, but with Misa, it's my own life.
Okay, that's definitely true, but it somehow, it doesn't sit right with us that it should be easier to kill somebody than take the money away. It doesn't sound right. Right? What's the Rov trying to accomplish? I think, like a lot of really, really discern properly.
In the case of the Eilish, they're trying to do it on the woman itself, the child establish. Whereas, you know, with the Chavis and the Chani, we're dealing with like a name and, you know, like a...
Close. I thought we were starting. So I'm going to give you the following halacha. I want to see whether you can connect the dots. It's a Raman of the Sanhedrin Perkei Tzad. Comes the Raman and says, we know there's a din, you can't kill somebody short of doing it, right? You can't kill somebody based on Eidechon. Just as you need to wait him to kill someone, you need to wait him to give malchus. No question about that. To wait him come and say, Ruven and Chazir. Then he's got malchus. One aid comes and says, Ruven and Chazir, it's meaningless. There is a din called Eidechon and Bisur. Eidechon and Bisur means, I have a piece of meat on the table. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's Chazir or not. Well, I don't know whether it's Chelev or not, but it's the forbidden fast. I spoke about chelev the other night, right? So I have a piece of fat here. I have no idea. Is it shuman? And Eidechon comes and tells me that it's chelev. So what's the din? Who were able to get in the base? Eidechon and Misur. Eidechon is believed to say that it's chelev. Eidechon says it's chelev. Beis Din says good based on the psak, the words of the Eidechon. Beis Din can pass that it's chelev. Somebody goes out and eats this chalev. Two Edom come and say, we saw Reuven eat this piece of meat. The Beis Din just decided last week is chalev. What's the deal? Is Reuven chayav? Is Malchus in it?
No.
Why not?
Because it hasn't been established by two
Edom to be chalev. Chayav is a pishnah. How could you possibly, how could you even dream of giving him Malchus? A pishnah made him yavam davar. Right? Bechorah. Sorry to say that somebody disagrees with you, the Rambam. Rambam Nuchas Sanhedrin Perek Zayin disagrees. The Rambam says, no, you can give the guy Malchus. You know why? Says the Rambam, that's not a violation of Ein Echad, of giving Malchus. An Ein Echad is not believed to say that I ate the Chelev. Here, the Ein Echad is not saying I ate the Chelev. What was the role of the Ein Echad? He's establishing the facts on the ground prior to the Ma'is Aveira. The Rambam coins a phrase, it's called Isser Atzmai. The Ein Echad Yusuk. You can establish the Isser based on Ein Echad. As long as the prerequisite to the case is the established based on Ein Echad, that's not a problem of punishing somebody based on Ein Echad. Ein Echad is not believed to say Reuven ate the Chaylev, but the Ein Echad is believed to say that it's Chaylev. Now, two Edom have to come and say Reuven ate the Chaylev. Maybe we should just Ram and Ram say, no? How's this Ram going to help us? How is this Ram going to save day to explain to us the difference between the Gemara and Sanhedrin that says you can kill somebody based on the role that this woman is an islandess, in contrast to the case of the Khan the Chavish, you can't even take away a guy's money based on the role. That's the answer.
In the case by islandess, we know that the guy did something that did something in Israel. We know he.
You mean the Edom are coming, what are the Edom saying? The Edom are saying Reuben was Mazana with this girl. Right? Reuben had beef with this woman. That's what the Edom are saying. Right? We have tailored to Edom. Right? Is that based on Rove? It's based on Zuwaydin. What's the Rove? That she's an Ish Ish. The Rove is establishing the prerequisite before the B.A. happened. We want to know who is this woman, is she an Ish Ish or not? So we pass it before there was an ISIS. We pass it the facts of the ground. Oh, this woman is an Ish Ish. I'm going to coin a phrase. Ram doesn't say it, I'm going to coin it. Isra'atzmo, api Rove Yuchzuk. We could use Rav to establish the facts. She's an Ashes Ish. Now, a week later, someone's Mazana with a Rapishnah Minim Yom Tovim. Says the Sheikh Shmaitza, that's what he thinks is the Embeslam Mita answer to this dilemma of Taisus. How come we find that we can't be Beitzi Mama based on Rav, yet we kill based on Rav? The answer is not true. We don't kill based on Rav. There's no such halacha we kill based on Rav. You can't take away a guy's $10 based on Rav. You can't take his life away based on Rav. All the Gemara Sanhedrin said is that you can establish facts based on Rove, facts which are prerequisites to the case. But in the case of the Khan of Chavis, what's the role of the Rove? What's the Rove doing in the case of Khan of Chavis? We're trying to determine, is it a prerequisite? That's the case. The case is, did he sell Mechkan, did he sell Mechavis? That's the whole case, not a prerequisite. No, that's the case. Did he sell Mechkan, did he sell Mechavis? You want to use Rove to say he sold him a Chavis? I'm sorry, but it's right, I'm not a Rove. That's the Sheish Mike says what he thinks is the emes answer to this question. So again, let's chaza for a bit. What do we have? We have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel and the Hochem of Nachrav and Hochem of Nachrav. We had a fancy beer from the Pnei Yeshua that it's based on how to understand Pshad and Amotza Chavela Varaya. And a whole lumbus in Amotza Chavela Varaya with a Pasuk, with a Svar, Rash and Gittin, holes, razzle dazzle. And the end of the Machlekes Rav. Then we were bothered with Taisus Kash, what do you mean in Hochem of Nachrav? You kill based on Rav. So Taisus said, and says, no. That you kill based on Rove and you take away Mamim based on Rove. And the Gemara that says Rove is very, very limited Rove. Mamish had nothing Rove. Only the Shvacha Rove that are told if you das Bnei Adam, only the Chia Gavta would you say Enoch Mamim Rech Rove. We said that was not conventional wisdom. We said the conventional wisdom is like the Sheikh Shmaitza saying that a father the din is Enoch Mamim Rech Rove. And the din is Enoch Mamim Rech Rove either. And the Gemara said Hedron is the Eitzim and Echlav. The Gemara said Hedron is not using Rove in the case proper. It's using Rove to establish the facts on the ground prior to the existence of the case, following the footsteps of the Rambam about Israel to be a Yechidus. So far, so good? Everyone with us? Look a little further. We have a rule of a Motzah Mechvel of Araya. It's a given, right? Everyone seems to agree to that. He seems to accept that. Comes the Gemara Mabatiya Dav Kufanav, Will and Babasar. Who got as far as the Lamed Hay?
We're in the third paragraph for a while.
Did he speak about some present Ramana?
Yeah.
About Mahmud Musabi Chalkin?
Oh, wait, but the.
Bachel Shabbat
the crazy donkey. Yeah. Or whatever it was. Sort of killing people.
Bachel Shabbat Chalkin. Okay, right. Comes in mind, Mishnah in Rabbi Tzid Dav Kufa Manal for the following case. Comes the Mishnah and says. Machlef par b'chamor. I have a cow and you have a donkey. I want to sell the cow for the donkey. How do we do that? Very simple. If I give you the donkey, from the minute that you pick up the donkey, the cow becomes mine. I don't have to make a ma'aseh kinyan on the cow. It becomes mine immediately at the time that you pick up the donkey. What's the problem? Machlef par b'chamor, the old dog. We make a kinyan. And the kinyan is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But the par is not in front of us 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're dealing with the donkey. But the donkey is in lieu of the par. Now we come at 3 o'clock to check on the par. I see mazel tov, the par just gave birth. I don't know when the par gave birth. The par gave birth before the kinyan, it gave birth after the kinyan. Manav kamina, who owns the vlach? Who owns the calf? So comes the meicher and says, that he claims that the later took place before the mechira, and the lekan says, not true, the later took place after the mechira. What do you do? What does the Mishnah say? Famous Mishnah, Baba Matzia Dav Kufa Manal. What does the Mishnah say? I don't know. Take a guess. Yachlaiku. Says the Mishnah, you split the Vlad. Sell the Vlad. Split the money, whatever it is. Yachlaiku. Frak the Gemara, what do you mean Yachlaiku?
For a
Chalik,
you only need to
exchange
one side of
the. He asked the Gemara, what kind of joke is that? What's a Chalik Araya? The Bala Para is Muslim. Where's the Para? Who's Rishus of the Para in now? It's in the barn of the Meicher. So the Para of the Bala Para is the previous Bala Para is Muksuk. So the Vlad is sitting in his barn. The other guy's a Muslim. So what do you mean Yechlaik? What are Yechlaik? Hence the Gemara, you're right. The Para is not in the barn of the Meicher. Where is it? Kaima Ba'agma. Kind of Agma, it's out in the field somewhere. There's no Mulsuk. So now we have a Suffolk in Mabinus, but there's no Mulsuk. We got a problem. You can't follow Mulsuk of the Arai anymore. There is no Mulsuk. There is no Mulsuk. Frank, the Gemara, second Kasha. What do you mean? What do you mean there's no Mulsuk and therefore Yachlaiku? What does the Gemara say? What's the next question? Let's give it to the Balapar anyway. To the original Bala Par. You know why? Because he was the Cheskes Bar Kama. He was the previous owner of the Par. For the last 5 years, we know that he owned the Par. So up until now, he was the owner of the Par. Now we have a latest Asafik who owns the Par. So let's follow what's called Cheskes Bar Kama. Who will learn from Basra? Nobody else learned Chesavatim this year? Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
Cheskes Bar Kama. So he asks the Gemara, what do you mean Yechleiko? That's a cop out Yechleiko. Follow the Cheskes Bar Kama, the previous owner. The first question the Gemara was, follow the Muksuk. So the Gemara says, no, there is no Muksuk. It's calm down. Okay, Zolzak. So we stuck the cow out in the field. There's no Muksuk. Let it be the Cheskes Bar Kama. To which the Gemara says, you're right. That's the Chachamim Shita. But Sumchus disagrees. And then the Gemara goes, the Sumchus Nerabana, the Kama, not for now. What do you see from the Gemara? From the both two questions of the Gemara, you see two fundamental halachas. That the first thing the Gemara said was, whenever you have a suffix in Mamon, we don't say Yachlaik. That's terrible. The first thing you always do is Mosuk. Mosuk HaLavarai. If it went, there's no Mosuk. Then you follow Cheskes Bar Kama. And if that fails, then you have to figure out what to do. So those are the two stages of the Quran. First is Mosuk HaLavarai, then is Cheskes Bar Kama. Nope. We're talking about Babasha this year. We're talking about Cheskes. What's it in Karka? Ever didn't talk with you. I say the house belongs to me, you say the house belongs to you. Who's the muksuk in the house? The guy's living in the house now. I'm living in the house now. I say it's mine, you say it's yours. I'm the muksuk. Comes the first mission in the Chesavat and says, no, you're not the muksuk. You know why? You can't be muksuk in Karak. You know why?
In 3 years.
Why can't you be muksuk in Karak for 3 years? It's understood, can't be muksuk. I'm muksuk in this Gemara. I'm muksuk in this Shtel. I'm muksuk in this cup of water. I'm not muksuk in Karak. Can't hold on to
Karak.
Oh,
yeah, you can't pick it up.
Karak is not holding on to Karak. You're on the Karak, you're not Muslim in the Karak.
So you can't steal it?
Possibly. comes the Gemara and says the concept of Matzach al Raya doesn't make any sense by Karka. So what do you do when it comes to Karka? What's the din? If you don't follow Musa, what do you follow? Cheskes Markama. Whoever the previous owner was, let's say Beis Din knows that Shimon used to own this field. 10 years ago, we know Shimon owned the field. And Reuven claims that he bought the field. And Reuven's sitting on the Karka. So I would have thought Reuven's the Muchsak, he beats out the other guy's claim, comes the first mission in the Chesabat and says, no, it's not true. That the Cheskes Markama wins in Karka because in Karka there's no Muchsak. And then the Mishnah says, by the way, if a guy is living on the field for 3 years and he's eating the fruit, and he has ate them, that's what's called Cheses Gimel Shanim, which is either the Din Derais, the Rabban again, Rabban Rush, not for now. Then everything changes, but we're not learning Chesabatim right now. So it's clear from the whole Perek Chesabatim, what you say is true, that Karka is the example par excellence when Muksak doesn't apply. It's the halach equivalent to the part that's standing in the Agam. When Muksak doesn't apply, so then Cheses Markama kicks in. New Rabbi, so what's my question? I'm going to paraphrase a question from Baba Kama. The Gemara of Baba Kama asks, how do you know there's a concept of Mukhsuk? How do you know Mutzach Ve'el of Araya? So we know that already. Svar, Pot, etc. What's my question going to be to you? How do you know what? How do you know the concept of Chesed Bar Kama? If Chesed Bar Kama is not part of Mukhsuk, where does it come from? Who told the Chacham? Who told the Mishnah? Who told the Tanoim? How did the Tanoim of Abbasu know? How did the Gemara know in Bava Metzia Daf Kof to ask such a question of following the Cheskes Bar Kama? Where did it come from? What's the nature of this halacha? You follow who the previous owner was. Right now, we don't know anything. Right now, Bezos is blind to salt. We have no idea. So what do you follow the previous owner? What kind of halacha is that? What's the nature of that halacha? Do you follow the previous owner? Have any ideas? Somebody said to me the word chazaka earlier this today. What do you mean by that?
Huh?
What do you mean by that?
It's been established that you have it.
What does it mean? Therefore what?
Huh?
Therefore what?
Therefore, it's reasonable to believe.
What's the koach and halacha so it used to be? Yeah, I owned it last week, but the other guy claims that he bought it.
Reason that what was continues to be.
Comes the Gemara Chulam in a daisy, halacha. Called following the status quo. We call this Chazaka Mekarin Halacha. Let me ask a question, everybody here. And I hope the answer is yes to all these questions. Everyone here put on tefillin this morning? Even the guys who overslept. Mr. Binyam, that was to put on tefillin. Okay, good. Who here checked their tefillin this morning before they put on? You didn't open up the parashas, check your tefillin. You don't do that? No. I don't know what a kosher. Maybe they became apostles since yesterday. How do you know the kosher yesterday? You opened them yesterday. So the Teretz is that 5 years ago, whenever it was, 3 years ago, whenever my mitzvah was, there was a cipher, hopefully a good Rabbi himself, who looked at the parashas, and he said, I'm an eight, these parashas are kosher. Put them inside the bottom, you can assume they're still kosher until proven otherwise. If you drop them in the Kinneret, so you drop them in the Nachal Yehudi or something, it's a different problem. Then they may become possible. But close minded, you don't know what happened. We have no idea. No, anything changed. So they have a chazaka made part of the kosher. That's a very powerful statement that you follow chazaka. How do you know? Maybe you have to put chickens for every day. How do you know there's such a concept of chazaka made part of it? What's the mock with the Tosh Mustafa of chazaka made part of it? Unbelievable mock. If you never learned the Gemara in a million years, you never figure it out. Gemara in the beginning of Sechas Chum, first Berach Chum. There's a dinner pashas mitzayra called Nikkei Batim, or Nikkei Batim. Terrasa that walls of a house. The Torah says the kohen comes to check out the walls of the house and says, he sees a negative here, he's about to say the word Tamei. The Torah says he shouldn't say Tamei. What should he do first? Before he says Tamei. The Yotza Kohen Min Abayis. He should leave the house. He should take everything out of the house. Pinu Es Hashem Abayis. He should take everything out with him. You know what? Once he says Tamei, what's going to happen?
Tummy.
It only becomes Tummy in the moment that the Kohen speaks. Right? Even though it's Tummy, we all know it's Tummy. We know there's a negative. The negative is there. There's a tremendous size negative. We know it's Tummy. But it's not a luckily Tummy until the Kohen says so. What does that teach us? The Kohen of what? The Kohen of Dibur. Something is not objectively Tummy until you say it's Tummy. We're the ones who give meaning to things without words. That's the greatest Musa to the Baal Lashon Hara. The guy comes. He has a neged in his house. This is the Baal Lashon Hara. The Kohen declares Tameh. Until the Kohen says Tameh, it's not Tameh. When we say things are bad, we say things are people are not nice. We say these yadis about people. We're the ones who create the reality with our words. That's the musa of the Balash. This is the musa part of the Shema. Back to the story. The Kohen walks out of the house and he says, Tamei. Comes the Gemara and says, I have a kasha in the Kohen. How does he know the neg is still Tamei? Maybe shrunk in size. A neg is only Tamei if it's a certain size, the size of a gris. Gris is the minimum size of a neg. A gris is about the size of a penny. If it's smaller than a gris, it's tar. So when the Kohen saw it 5 minutes ago, he saw it was the size of a gris. Maybe it shrunk, but now it's only half a gris. How could he say Tamei? What's the answer, says the Gemara? It used to be Tamei. Now we have a latest a suffix whether it changed. What do we say? It's Hoshtel of Chazaka. We follow the Chazaka we go. We follow their status quo. That's a din deraisa learned out from nowhere else than Ma'isa Menuga. Now, how many times have you guys read Parshas Metzorah? In a million years, would you have said that the mocha for not checking your toilet in the morning is based on Parshas Metzorah? That's what the Gemara says. The fact that you have a right to rely on Chazaka Mekara is because the Torah says the Kohen can rely on the fact that the Neg is still Tamei. That's the din of Chazaka Mekara. Comes the Sheikh Shmaita. Comes the Sheikh Shmaita and says, that's the mokor for the din of Cheskes Markama. Like you said here. You know where Cheskes Markama comes from? It doesn't come from Cheshire Mishpah. It comes from here and there. It comes from Baisim, it comes from Uchas Tfilin. It's no worse than Isurin. There's the concept of Chazaka Mekar in the realm of Yisurim, there's the concept of Chazaka Mekar in the realm of Mamanus. When you have a Mukhzok, that's a din of Mamanus Tegedin. That's a Chashim Mishpat Tegedin. We bow to Vermigah Shalem. That's a Parish and Parish is Chashim Mishpat. That you follow Mukhzok. In the absence of Mukhzok, what are the two cases where the absence of Mukhzok? Either the case where the animal is in the Agam, or Cheskes Abatim, when it's Karak, but there is no Mukhzok. In the absence of Mukhzok, then you fall back, not on the din of Chazaka Mekar of Mamanis. There is no such thing as Chazaka Mekar of Mamanis. Chazaka Mekar is a din of Isurim. In the realm of Isurim, you follow Chazaka here, so you follow Chazaka. We have no idea who the owner of the animal is. We don't know who owns the vlad. What do you do when you have a suffix? Whoever used to own the cow owns the vlad. There's no muksak now, it doesn't bother us. It's no worse than Isurim. That's the Sheshmax's unbelievable breakthrough. You know who disagrees with the Sheikh Shmaita? It's his brother. I don't know who the brother was. We were saying, the Kuntis has fake, it's right there in the back, you can say. This is what the two brothers used to fight. You guys are brothers? What do you fight with at the Shabbos table with your brothers? About this lumbus? This is what the two brothers, the two teenagers used to discuss at the Shabbos table. The Kuntis said, I think he was old, Kuntis has fake. Comes the Kuntis has fake and says, well, my younger brother said, B'chilis Kuntis was not correct. Comes the Kuntis has fake and says, the din of Cheskes Marakam in Mamanis is nothing to do with Yisur. It's learned out from Mamanus. It's part of Cheshav Mishpat. It's a subcategory of Muksak. Muksak is when your mamish holding on to it right now. Cheshav Merkav means that you used to be holding on to it. It's a lower than Muksak. It's not as powerful as Muksak. But it's basically rooted in Uchus Muksak. It's part of Bibal Dvar Mika Shalem. Bibal Dvar Mika Shalem has two parts. It's the din of Muksak mamish. It's real Muksak. Then it's secondary muksak called Cheskes Markam, which is also Chalon, it exerts a cause of Mibad, or Migashlem, Nemi, and Mutzach Vilam. So a very important Lamdash, conceptual machlek, the two Heidegger brothers, the Shem Shmaitz and Mitzvah Sveikis. What's the nature of the din of Cheskes Markam? Cheskes Markam emanate from the din of Yisurim, of Chazal of Yisurim. But does Cheskes Markam emanate from what? From Cheshem Mishra, from Muksak. Who's going to give me enough Kamino and Dinah to the two? I want enough community based on everything we've said until now. I want to know conceptually, who cares where Cheskes Markam comes from? Ma'ech Papli, where the Cheskes Markam is a subcategory of Muksak, where the Cheskes Markam is a subcategory of Chazaka Mir Visurim. Who cares? Amazing. Very good. I have a din Torah with you. It's about Karka. So Karka automatically, there's no Muksak. You are living on the karka, you're living on the karka is meaningless. I have a cheskes markama, Beza knows that for the last 10 years it belonged to me, you're claiming that you bought it, that's meaningless. I get the karka. What if you can't quite prove that you bought it? You don't have to aid, you don't have a shtar, which is 10th about the aid that you bought it. But there's a rove, there seems to be an 85% chance that you probably bought that field. You can't prove with aid. Can you use rove to overcome cheskes markama? What's the deal? What will Beis and Basti? You're sitting on the entire Cheshem Mishpat, One Baldover has a Cheskes Markam, the other Baldover has a Rav. What's the din? Does Rav work or not? You tell me. According to the Kudus HaSfeikis, what's the din?
Yes.
According to the Kudus HaSfeikis, can Rav work?
Yes.
According to the Kudus HaSfeikis.
No.
Why no? According to the Kudus HaSfeikis, Cheskes Markam is rooted in what?
It's
Mosuf. It's Mibaldvar Migashalayim. What do you need, Bill? What do you need from Mibaldvar Migashalayim? What kind of Raya? Eid Mishtar, Raya Linta. You need the highest level of Raya. Eid Rav is Babkis, Rav is Dvar Betalim against Mosuk. Zokta Kudus HaSfeikis, Rav is Dvar Betalim against Mosuk. It's going to be Dvar Betalim against what? Against what? Against Chesed Markam, because according to Kudus HaSfeikis, Chesed Markam is nothing more, nothing less, just a little bit of a watered down Mosuk. But it's rooted in Hilchas Mosuk. But according to the Heilige Shev Shmaitza, who says what? The Shmaitza says that Chesed Markam is not rooted in Cheshi Mishpat. Chesed Markam is rooted in Isurim. What's the din in Isurim? If you have a Rov saying one way and Chazaka saying another way, what's the din? Who knows? Anyone else? Ruben and Chazaka, what's the din? So close. Ruben and Chazaka, Ruben Adif. It's a Gemara in the end of Yevaldes, the Gemara in the end of Kiddush, the Gemara in Sitzvah Nechulin. Ruben and Chazaka, Ruben Adif. Rov beats out Cheskes Isurim. Chazaka Mekar. Abazon. If Rov beats out Chazaka Mekar Isurim, according to the Sheir Shmaita, is going to beat out the Cheskes Markam. So Cheskes Markam is nothing more, nothing less than Chazaka of Isurim. So when all the dust settles up by side, we have this cloud called Enam Chavam Racharayim. We have Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, where the cloud exists. We have a Pnei Yeshua about the longness of the cloud. We have a shayla of Tosfos, how could there be such a cloud? What happened to the nefashas? We have Tosfos that heaven's answer. We have the Shmaita's answer. We have the lamedish question. Machlekes the Shmaita because the Sfeikis. What's the relationship between real Muchsum and Cheskes Barakama? And we have even enough to be Ladina when you have a situation of a rov against the Cheskes Barakama. Okay, easy sugya, simple sugya. Okay, so far so good. Okay, stop for now. But tomorrow we'll think of a different topic. Okay. It's following that one's the case.